mentioned earlier that what happened regarding Geno and Ike didn't change your opinion of Geno in terms of how you guys viewed him. Why not?
Here we go.
Well, at the end of the day, I think it's an unfortunate incident. As we reviewed it after it immediately happened, we made our decision how to act and go forward. And as it plays itself out, we'll kind of see how it goes.
Mike, so. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Are you done? I didn't want to interrupt you.
I was going to continue. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Are you surprised, just piggybacking on that, are you surprised that only one player has really come out and supported Geno publicly, and it's been a week out now?
Well, I think when we first did this, I think we wanted to try to, we're a team, okay? So we're going to try to go forward as a team. It is something that happened inside the locker room, so we're going to try to, move forward together as a team. So I think the reason maybe things have or haven't come out is basically everybody's trying to bond together and trying to go forward. So
does it trouble you or concern you that this incident doesn't change your view of Geno, you said, but there's a couple incidents with him, the cursing at the fan, missed meetings in the past, that there seems to be a pattern or of kind of odd situations involving him. Do you look at those together and think?
Well, I wasn't here for those, so the only thing I can judge Geno on is what he's done so far. And I'm aware of the past. But really, Geno's had a good off season. He's done a lot of very positive things, both on and off the field in terms of how he's approached everything. He was having a good training camp so far. Obviously, this is an unfortunate incident that arose. And at the end of the day, we're going to try to move forward from it. And from my standpoint, we'll see how players, handle these situations. It's adversity. It's obviously a very public issue now. But again, we'll see how he handles it going forward. We're going to support him and every other player on our team to try to come together as a team and work through this.
So you don't have any concerns about his maturity or anything like that?
I would say simply, like I said, Geno is, he's done a lot of good things this season. So we'll kind of, this offseason, this into training camp, so we're going to see how things are going forward.
Mike, how likely are you to sign a veteran quarterback?
Well, I don't want to necessarily put a time frame on that, but it is something we're looking to do. Obviously, Geno is going to be out for a period of time. It's no, not to read between the lines on anything with any of our quarterbacks. I think it's just something we'd like to have in the mix, and we have the ability to do that potentially for the rest of training camp. And then, as we said before, anything we can do to make our team better going forward, whether it's in trades or waiver wire claims or players on the street right now, we're going to look into those things and make us a better team.
Is short-term IR a consideration for Geno?
I would say at this point in time, I don't really want to say what we're going to do because it does kind of affect our roster makeup at that point in time. But I would say based on the timeline for his recovery, it's a possibility, but I don't really want to necessarily make comment on that right now, but I would say it would not be likely.
Mike,
does that roster dynamic make it more difficult to consider bringing in a quarterback? Because if you do and you don't short-term IR and you've got a quarterback on the roster.
Well, I think first and foremost, you want to, again, prepare yourself for all potentialities in terms of what we can do the rest of training camp. We do have, depending on how fast Geno heals and recovers, it'll be probably the first four games. And then the question we're going to do is, at the final roster cut, see where our young quarterbacks are, see how we feel about them, see how they continue to play in the preseason. But having, like a lot of teams, having a veteran quarterback also in there as a number two option or number three option, has some value in it. So,
Mike, you mentioned that.
Tim, last question.
Oh, wait, Seth didn't get one. Can we do Seth and Quinn?
I'll get you after Seth.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
After Tim, Seth.
Okay.
Tim, go ahead.
Mike, at what point do you think Geno will be here attending meetings and being with the team, even if he can't practice?
Well, I think we're going to try to get Geno back in the building very soon. He is coming in periodically, like right now, to obviously check in with the doctors. But as soon as he's cleared to come back for meetings, I would imagine at some point in time, possibly later in the week.
Mike, you mentioned that you'll look at all avenues to look at quarterbacks, like you said, free agents, trades, whatever. Have you had any dialogue with any teams about trades for quarterbacks at this point?
Well, I think we've talked to, so what we do normally in training camp this time of year is literally call every other team, kind of express what we feel we have some surplus or potential needs, and we exchange that information with them. I would say, just so not to lead anybody astray, there's nothing pressing on that front right now. I think most teams are kind of evaluating their own quarterback situations, so... that will probably, I would imagine, become more of a possibility as we get later on in training camp. I would think. But there's nothing pressing on that right now. We've talked to other teams, but there's nothing pressing, I would report.